Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Pointing to light. Lema Gabawi of Liberia is just a woman. Now thank you. Finally somebody got it. I mean, it's a shocking thing for us to hear that anymore. At least it ought to be. Just a woman. But in her home of Liberia, she is just a woman. It is a culture that is very, we don't really see Liberian culture as old because Liberia is fairly new. But that part of the world is ancient and women don't have a lot of power there. If you know anything about Liberia, whose name it comes from freedom, liberty, you know there has been very little of it there since its inception. Liberia has been at war in one way or another and in conflict for many decades. What they now come to call the Second Liberian War, which was 1999 to 2003, was a particularly bloody time. You know from newspaper reports that one of the great tactics of war these days, of terror, is to steal children and make them into soldiers. And one of the great weapons is rape. If you can rape the women and steal the children, you tear the guts out of society and you win. Lema Gabawi of Liberia had had enough. She is 39 years old and grew up in this culture from day one, but she had had enough. And she began to lead the women of Liberia to do something about the violence and the terror and the warfare in her nation. She began in prayer. She began in prayer and singing, and she gathered around her Christian and Muslim women together to say no. And they adopted a uniform, a white dress. For Christians, the white dress is a reminder of what? I hope I heard it. I'll pretend I did because that's an erotical, Yes, oh yes, it was baptism. Thank you. In the old days, right before you were baptized, a clean white gown was put on you before you were baptized. So these women in their white dresses began to pray and to sing in public and to say no. In 2003, the men gathered finally to try and solve the issue by signing a peace accord. But as you know, when leaders gather who have been at war with one another, everyone is trying to keep for themselves what they want the most. Everyone has that which they will not negotiate, and power is so seductive. And they all wanted to hang on to what they had, and so they kept leaving, right? Every time they would try to get together for a peace accord, they would leave. And so Lema Gabawi of Liberia gathered her women dressed in white, and they surrounded the venue where the peace talks were happening. And they would not let the men leave until they had signed for peace. Security guards tried to arrest Lema Gabawi and the other women. One of the warlords pushed her to the ground and tried to push the women away. And Lema stood up and threatened to strip herself naked in public, which is a very great curse in Africa, in West Africa. The peace was signed. Lema Gbawi is a Lutheran. She's a Christian. As you read what she writes, you find that her passion and her courage and her strength comes from her faith. It comes from knowing who she belongs to and where she is going. Lema Gbawi puts a lie to the persistent rumor that Christians in general and Lutherans in particular hate to get involved. Just generally true. What we generally try to do with Christians is just say, can't we all just get along? Or, you know, I don't want to place myself in danger, and I don't want to anger my relatives, and I certainly don't want to alienate my church family by taking a stand on much of anything. But Lema Gbawi stood up and she sang and she prayed and she pointed to the light of justice and peace and her Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with her voice and with her body. She writes, it is not a traditional war story. It's about an army of women in white standing up when no one else would. Unafraid, because the worst things imaginable had already happened to us. It is about how we found moral clarity, persistence, and bravery to raise our voices against war and restore sanity to our land. She won the Nobel Peace Prize this last year. As we hear the cry of Isaiah in our first lesson today, it seems to me that we cannot ignore people like Lema Gbawi, who take Isaiah seriously when he says, I come to bring good news to the poor and release to the captives. In many ways, at least for me, and I hope for you, people like Lema Gbawi are the John the Baptists of our modern age, who for all of their wonderful achievements and notoriety are pointing not to themselves, but to the present God that we cannot see, the one who is coming after us, whose thong we are not worthy to untie. Lema Gbawi and people like her are the gospel incarnate in the world, in politics, in righteousness and in justice, who are willing to do what most of us are unwilling or unable to do, to live out that gospel. As we go into this Advent season where we will hear the voice of Jesus, where we will hear the Magnificat of Mary and wonder again at the star that courses across the sky, we need to remember, it seems to me, that people like Lema Gbawi are preaching the gospel also in an authentic way, that they point to the light, and we point to the light. The words of Isaiah are perhaps more true than we'd be willing to admit. Justice will come, and God is present to bring it now. John the Baptist came to bring a baptism for the repentance of sin, and Christ came and gave us the Holy Spirit. And oh, how it shines in Lema Gabaoi and in you.